Hello everyone, and welcome to this month's Marriage Challenge podcast, brought to you by Care for the Family. I'm Matt Meads, and I'm delighted to say that we're joined by Mark and Kathy Madovan, who in this edition are going to be tackling the all-important topic of money. For those of you that don't know them, Mark and Kathy have been married for 20 years, have two daughters, and live on the South Coast. Mark is a church leader, and Kathy is a speaker and broadcaster, and co-presenter of Care for the Family's Mum's the Word Tour. Welcome, Mark and Kathy. Why don't we start with how you first met?
Well, that was down in Plymouth, actually, and I actually attended church and saw Mark performing on the stage and thought he would be rather nice. So since we were in the Southwest, I asked him out for a cream tea, because I thought that's maybe what you did when you were asking out somebody in the Southwest.
And we were only going out for about 3 months, and then we got engaged and were married within 9 months.
Wow.
Bit of a roller coaster.
So that cream tea...
It was potent.
Yes. Yeah. Things happen quickly. Fantastic. Okay, well, before we get into the main subject today, we'll do a quick Mr. and Mrs., like we like to do every month. Kathy, why don't we go first? So we asked Mark this question.
Okay.
If Mark and you could go on holiday tomorrow, where in the world would he go? His three options.
Yeah.
So would it be A, the United States of America?
Yeah.
B, New Zealand?
Ooh.
Or C, Sri Lanka.
Now, Sri Lanka is a bit of a trick one, because he knows that I'd really like to go there because that's his parental background, but he's not that fascinated. We love the States, but I think you'd love to see New Zealand. I think New Zealand.
Yeah, there, she got it right, you see.
You did, didn't she, Matt? Okay, well done, Kathy. 1 point.
Okay. Oh,
no, that's pressure now, isn't it? Okay.
Yes, bring it on.
Can you even things up, Mark?
Let's see.
Okay, so we asked Kathy a very deep, profound question, which was... If Kathy asked you to make her favourite sandwich, would it be a tuna sandwich, a chicken and stuffing sandwich, or a cheese and pickle sandwich?
I'm going to go for chicken and stuffing.
Kathy, is that the right answer?
No, I'm afraid it's not.
Isn't it?
I do love chicken and stuffing, but it would be tuna.
Really? I was going to say you'd just be grateful if I made you a sandwich.
That's option D, and that would be right.
Let's get on with the subject of today's podcast, and that subject is money. We know it's a topic for some couples that can be particularly tricky. Why do you guys think that is?
I think one of the main reasons people end up having a really difficult time over money is because it causes just such a lot of worry in people's lives. You know, houses are expensive, rent's expensive, food's expensive, and when you're starting off in a marriage particularly, there's often not a lot of money to go around, and it can cause a huge amount of stress. And you come with all this baggage from how your parents have handled their money, and you may have great skills, you may not, and actually you might not even see it as a skill. You might take it really personally if you're talking about money and how each other handle it. You might think, well, hang on a minute, don't tell me I'm no good with money, when really it's not about you personally, it's about your skills, and that can sometimes end up being a row over the wrong thing, really.
Mark, you're a saver, and Kathy, you're more of a spender. How did you kind of work that out at the start of your marriage?
Well, I am more of a saver, but I'm actually more of a non-spender. I just don't... So Christmas is a great time where they ask me what I want for Christmas. I'm quite happy with nothing, really. But I do like saving. But how we work that out is... Early days, when we first got married, we had no money. We had absolutely nothing. So whenever Kathy wanted to buy something, my argument was saying we can't afford it. And we'd had to sort of talk that through to say, well, what could we afford and what couldn't we afford? And the best way of doing that was to write it down to see what money we had, whether we could afford something or not.
And we did write down everything, didn't we?
Oh, everything.
We just wrote down everything we spent. And actually, I'm really glad we were forced to do that, because that has really... helped us. We're not rich now, but it's given us a real awareness of where our money goes, and you know, means we think a little bit maybe before we spend.
When we first got married, so we had to keep an eye on all the money we had. When we went, a McDonald's sundae was our monthly treat. As I think 79p then or something. We had to budget for it, and that was a treat, we can afford it. But we had no money, so it was very hard to be frivolous. We've always tried to avoid debt as well. We just didn't want to spend money we didn't have.
So we've researched the living daylights out of everything we've bought.
Not like, McDonald's Sundays.
No, not McDonald's Sundays. Although they're worth researching. But and other Sundays are available. But if you're buying anything, like whether it's a washing machine or a, you know, a kettle, we're like, we've not got a lot of money to spend, so we want to get the best deal, the best bargain. And actually, that's been fun. It's meant that we felt like we've done the best we can with the money that we've had, and we've turned it into a bit of a challenge rather than something to get depressed about.
And obviously now, as the years go by, that you would have gone through different times of having a bit more and a bit less, possibly times where you've both been working or one of you's not been working, earning different amounts. How have you kind of worked through that in your marriage?
I think those have been real challenges. You know, when Mark was at college and I was earning, you know, perhaps I felt for a minute, oh, well, if I'm earning more money, then I should be able to make more decisions. And, you know, we had to have a real big talk about that because Mark said, well, if that's true, then when you have children in the future, if I'm earning more money for a while, you won't be so happy if you aren't able to make decisions then about it. So we had to kind of decide that all of our money was our money. And
so we always have joint accounts.
We have had. I mean, that's worked for us.
Yes, it has.
And it's just meant that we've said right from, you know, that point when it was a bit of a sticky subject for us, really, that all of our money has to be our money. We need to learn to trust each other, to make right decisions, not to spend perhaps over a certain amount without chatting to the other person. And that it doesn't matter who's earning the most at that moment. You know, we're not less valuable because we're earning less. So we had to kind of support each other during those times where one is earning more than the other. And, you know, sometimes you do feel, well, especially when I've been at home with the kids and earning less, you do sometimes feel that you're a bit disempowered by that, that maybe you're not contributing and you'd like to have more money, you'd like to be able to do more things. But there is a sense in which you have to think, well, no, I value what I'm doing now and we're both going to support each other in that. But, I mean, It would be untrue to say there haven't been times where that's been a bit of a challenging conversation.
I think there's other sort of challenging conversations when you see other friends, especially when they spend more and they get a new this or a new that, and we can't afford that. And sometimes that will have a discussion and saying, well, you know, why can't we earn more or do this more? But we tend to talk about it a lot. We don't fight much more over money, but we do chat over things.
It's tough though, because you sometimes feel like, well, we deserve a holiday be able to do that. And actually, we kind of came to the decision together that it wasn't about what we deserved, but what we could afford. And it wasn't worth getting into destructive debt over. And it's amazing what you can do, you know, if you really put your mind to it, house swaps or different things. And we kind of stuck that principle down, didn't we then?
Yeah, we have.
In terms of, there might be people listening to this podcast too at the moment, things are difficult financially or it's putting strain on their relationship. What kind of advice would you have for them?
Talk about it. I'm constantly amazed at how little people talk about money. It's like something we're ashamed of. It's something, you know, that we somehow feel like if we talk about it, we're betraying some major confidence. But it's just a skill and we need each other. We need to learn from each other. I've learned from Mark a lot. I've learned from other people and picked up tips from them. Would you say, Mark?
Oh, absolutely. I heard the analogy once. Someone said, if your car broke down, you wouldn't be afraid to go to a mechanic or ashamed of a mechanic.
Yeah.
Because I know nothing about cars. I just get a mechanic in. But when our finances break down, we suddenly feel very ashamed about it. And we've chatted to lots of different couples about how we do. We've learned things from them. We've shared some things, how we juggle money around. It is talking and helping each other, really. But when it comes to debt, when folks are in a lot of debt, that's when I think the worry level goes up and the stress and you lose sleep and everything. And often we want to hide it because it's a very shameful thing, many people feel, but it is about talking, finding a safe place who can help you just to remanage your money a little bit and rebudget things out. But often we need help for that because these aren't natural skills that we have. They're things that we learn, like most things in life.
So as a couple, what kind of conversations, when it comes to money, have you found helpful?
Well, the helpful conversations are not the ones when we're cross and feeling defensive, which have happened. I think the helpful ones are more when we sit down and decide, okay, what matters to us as a couple, as a family? You know, what things are priorities for us, not just in our money, but in our life.
Because I think it's trying to avoid being a reactionist or reacting to things. We want to actually be purposeful to use money as a positive thing. So if
it's a tool, really, yeah. Isn't it?
So if it's a holiday or our house or our kids or giving to different charities and things, it's not just what's left over. As we say, these are our priorities, and that's we want to budget our money around addressing those things.
Because otherwise, those things wouldn't happen. You know, you'd get to the end of the year and think, "Oh, I'd like a holiday. Or I've got no money. I'm going to have to go into debt if I want a holiday." Whereas, actually, if that is a priority for us at that year, then we'll have to make some decisions to make that happen. And the same with our giving. We've really felt that's something that we wanted to be generous. But that's, again, something that has to be talked about and planned and chatted about together and making a decision together that that's a priority, so that you can make it happen. Because otherwise, especially when you've got children, your money just leaks. So, you know, another trumpet lesson or a kid's trip at school, and you've got to make those decisions, really.
And we also budget some flexibility in there as well. So it's not that every single thing is budgeted down to the pennies. There are some parameters that if all of a sudden you find something on sale, so Kathy's mother, she'll find things on sale.
Yeah.
I never buy anything. But it is actually, there's some parameters that Kathy knows that she can buy that, and that's going to be within our monthly budget quite easily, and she's happy with that. Where if it's a larger purchase, then she just may give me and say, "I really want to get this. Are we okay with that?" And because we regularly chat about it, then it's quite easy to say yes or no.
And sometimes Mark will say, "Well, yeah, not if you want to do this next month. If you do still want to do that, then actually no, that's not." And I'll throw a bit of a strop and then calm down and realise that he's probably right. And, you know, we'll work it out.
So every episode we ask our guest couple to give us a marriage challenge that we can put into practice over the next month. Something that will strengthen our relationship. So have you guys got something to do with the topic of money and finances that we can try over the next month?
My challenge would be that if you are able to, without being defensive and without feeling awkward about it, just try and have a really positive conversation together about how you handle your money, you know. And it's not a problem if one of you spends more and one of you saves more. There are strengths to both, there are weaknesses to both. So try and have a judgment-free conversation about your attitudes to your money and how you think you're doing with your money. Is it going well for you at the moment? Is there some concerns? Is there something you would like to do differently or to save for in the future? You know, just have a more general chat about how you're doing with your money, maybe. That would be mine.
And actually, part of that is just what are our priorities as a couple? What do we think is really important to spend our money on? But there's a real practical thing is doing a budget, which I know to some is a swear word. And to some is yippee, but a budget doesn't have to be that complicated. It's just working out what money do you get in each month, and how much do you spend each month, and trying to make them match.
And where is it going?
Absolutely. So
beginning to spot that.
Just detail what money comes in, all the different sort of different streams of income, and where does it go? What do you spend it on? And try not to be too vague. Don't just say, "Oh, general stuff." Is trying to be a little bit more specific and write it down. I know it's a bit scary, but once you do it, it is so, so helpful to then put in some of those priorities. And if you really value something, then you can actually jiggle your money around knowledgeably, as opposed to just hoping and guessing.
Great. Well, that's a conversation that we can all try and have this month. Something to look forward to. So that's the end of the podcast. We hope that you will join in the challenge and try it at home this month. Do drop by the Care for the Family Facebook page and let us know how you get on. If you've got any useful tips or comments around this topic, please do share them with us. And thank you to all of you who have been posting comments and questions. That's all for this episode. It just leaves me to say a huge thank you to Mark and Kathy. And we look forward to tackling another marriage challenge next time. So we'll see you soon. Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Marriage Challenge podcast. For further information about our courses, resources and events, visit us at www.careforthefamily.org.uk.